Good morning. The staff is Daf Yud Ches, and we're holding on the bottom of Yitzayin Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, four lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Kishem Shamru, Asul Galer B'moed, Kach Asul Kot Zippor Naim B'moed, Divir Yehuda. So in the same way that we've said all along that there's a problem of shaving or taking a haircut during the Moed, so too would it be us, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, to cut one's nails. Rabbi Yossi Matir, as Rabbi Yossi says, this is certainly mutter. Ukashem shamru avel asur legaleach b'meyavlo, kach asur litol tziponayim b'meyavlo div Rabbi Yehuda. So too do we have a machlokes by avelut, that just like an avel is not supposed to do his hair, so too he shouldn't be doing his nails. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is matir. By the way, there are some who learn that the discussion over here is only for men. That when it comes to a woman, in the same way we matir her to do all of her toiletries, so that's certainly part of it. It's done all the time. It's not a haircut. Yeah, a haircut mamish, but here, that's something that isn't done every, but something that's done all the time. And so the svara would be that since there's an inyan not to be nichna, and therefore we made an Isser in Yiluach, so too we don't want you to be Nichnas L'moed Kishu Menuval, and we made an Isser for Netilat Tziponayim. On the other hand, we could say that something, some of the Mefarshim explain, why is there no Chashash? Why do we say B'moed it would be Mutter according to Rabbi Yossi? Because there's really no Chashash that something that is Menuval, you eat with your hands, in front of you, it's not something you have to look in a mirror, you need a haircut or you need a trim, so that we wouldn't be gozer on. When it comes, it's interesting, when it comes to halacha lemaisa, remember we spoke before that since the whole basis of the gezera is that shelo yikanes lemoed kishum menuval, therefore there are many who say, we don't paskin like this, but many who say, if you had taken a haircut before the moed, there would be no problem to continue to trim your hair during the moed, which was the basis of the heter for people who shave completely and they look extremely unkempt, that for them they do every day. It's necessary for their business combination or remission. Others were matter them. But the Mishnah Brura brings that when it comes to Netilat Tziponayim, there for sure will be mutter. Because over there, everybody is in this kind of matzah. And to rely on that if you went ahead and you were Netilat Tziponayim before the moed, that you could do it during the moed, for sure a combination of cheetahs. Even according to Ramo, wants to be machmir b'moed, we'll see there's the machlokas with paskin. He would certainly, it's only a chumrah, so it could be machmir. If someone cuts his nails, therefore, before Chol HaMoed, he would be allowed to continue to trim his nails during Chol HaMoed. So now, when it comes to halacha, Omarula, halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Avel, v'halacha k'Rav Yossi b'Moed. I mean, we need to recognize this. There's certain issues. When it comes to the Moed, so making oneself look good is part of the Tzorach HaMoed. Those are the things that generally were matir. When it comes to Avelut, on the contrary, why should the Avel look good? That's the whole point, is that the supposed to be ba'afar aretz. This is part of his being in a state of avelut. And therefore, we would be machmer when it comes to avelut. So says Re'ula. Shmuel Amar halach Rav Yossi b'moed u'ba'avel. Amar Shmuel halach k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel. When it comes to an avel in dini avelut, we always paskin say Shmuel lekula. And therefore, certainly when it comes to avelut, we will paskin like Rav Yossi. Either because some say it's an inyan of avelut only being a Rabbanan, and therefore it's like every other Rabbanan where we go Lekula. But others say, no, there's a special cloud when it comes to Avelut, even if you hold the first day, it's considered to be Diorita, as we discussed earlier, to get him to talk about it and to make him feel better. The lotion of Nichumim, but deeper Nichumim than just going through the emotions. Others learn the Mishal Beit Taima means literally, that since Pinchas was a Pesach, so it was a Torah of a Rabban, they were allowed to ask him Shailas. Anyway, Chazina Letufre Davin Afishi. He noticed that he hadn't cut his nails. Amarli, Amaylo Shakautalu, why aren't you cutting your nails? Because after all, Allah did every make a bad event, and therefore we should be allowed to cut nails. So Pinchas said to him, Ibidi day having me mizalzaltabe ulehai. And if this had happened to you, you would have been so mizalzal to cut your nails. Have kishkagash yotza milifne hashali. It was the type of thing that we call, as the Pasikit Kohelas mentioned, Shlomo Melech mentioned sometimes, times people will say something that just tishkaga yotzam yashalit. It's like, it's just like an accident. Somebody mentioned something. But if the king mentions, and this guy also hasn't been acting properly, he'll cut off his head. I mean, you can't just casually talk. So it's Tainet Shmuel, you can't just talk. You say, and if it would be by you, chas v'sholom. And indeed it happened. That's a relative of Shmuel died. So hafikishkaga yotzam yifnei yashalit v'yitra b'milta b'shmuel. That's something terrible. Happened to Shmuel, in other words, someone died. So now old Pinchas Achuala Mishotayim Aminei comes along, Pinchas to be Menachem Avo for Shmuel. Boy, he was furious. Shakalino Letufrei took his fingernails and threw them in his face. Omarla, not in his face, in front of him. Omarla, late lecha, you don't hold brit krutalis fatayim. You have to be very careful of what it is that you say, because what you say can end up becoming true. You don't open up your mouth to say something like what you said. The Omer of Yochanan, Minei Shabrit krutalis fatayim. How do we see that the lips sometimes speak things that come true? Shinemar vayomer Avraham el niara shivulachem poim achamor vaniya vahanar nelchat kov nishtachavem v'nashuv alechem. So Avram said something that he had no idea that he really meant, which was that I and Yitzchak are going to go and bow and we'll come back. And indeed he stayed miyotad ha'od tarvayu. And sure enough, that's what turned out. That Tosfos says, so what's the raya? I mean, Midat Tova is always good. Midat Tova is Merubah, Midat Poranut. Who's to say? Why didn't the Gemara should have brought the raya that it always brings when it wants to say, Al Tiftach Pi Chalasata? It brings the raya from Shimu Katsine Stom, from the Kimat Kistoma, you know, and then the Novi continues, calling her Shimu no Katsine Stom. So you see over there, you start talking about something that we really view it like that. It does. Huh? Amida Taiva said he came back with Yitzchak. Amida Roa would be that
he wanted to go to
do the Lotz of Hashem. Amida Taiva is not that Amida Sad. Obviously, Amida Sad did everything in the end. Is Lutaiva, we say. You know, Vein Lutaiv, Vein Lamutav, we call it. But Lamais, what we call Taiva, is what we generally mean. We say, every Avilut is Lutaiva, ultimately. But certainly it would have been nicer to have Yitzchak around than not have him around. So, Mitzvah just leaves it hanging, the issue of here. But the truth is, it doesn't seem at all that the two issues are necessarily related. The Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan means literally L'Satan, from Midas Adin to be Mizgaber over a person and so on. But over here, we're talking about a completely different issue. It's the brit krutalis vatayim means that a person's lips are connected somehow to the way he reacts and the world reacts. And that's a different thing. That's the whole point that we're trying to bring. That's true l'tova or l'ra'ah. It has nothing to do with being a nida. It's a connectedness. It's the way one acts out in the world. So we can bring a raya from the teva as well. V'yistayim is the ha'ad ha'tarvaya. Anyway, sover minei, the yad in the regalo. He thought, l'chatchilo, that the point over here was that we were being is dafka his fingernails, because his fingernails are more noticeable, therefore it's more mo's. But his toenails wouldn't be mutter to cut them away. Omer Avanan Bar Tachlif, I want you to know that I heard directly from Shmuel. I heard it from Shmuel himself. Loshna de yad, veloshna de regal, both are considered to be mo's, and were matir for the other. Omer Priya Barashi, by the way, the Shmuel threw it in front of him. Rashi says, of course, it picked up afterwards, because you're not allowed to, as we're going to see in a moment. Amar Abchia, Barashi Amarav, Ubignustra Asur. We certainly are not allowing you to use a nail clipper. This is referring to, the way Tosus understands it, that even though that look is Rabbi Yossi, during Shiva itself, we're machmer that it shouldn't be Kiderach, you know, covet that you would lose if you use a nail clipper. That's the Oroch, is that it's a nail clipper. Rashi says it's a scissor. But so the fact that we use that word indicates that it's a particular kli. And Amr of Shama Baraba, so that means Atzilo Alib the Rabbios. Because otherwise, if we're talking about Alib the Rabbiuda, it's not much we're being Rimafash Rabbiuda. Amr of Shama Baraba, Avakim, the committee Rabbi Yochanan be Medrosha, the Cholashamoy. I want you to know that I was in the base of Medrosh with Rabbi Yochanan during Cholamoy. Veshaklino Latufre Beshina, he bit his fingernails. Vezarkino, and he threw it on the ground. Obviously, trying to teach something. Shmamina Tlat, we learned from the three Allah. Shmamina Mutarli Tolatziponaim, the Cholashamoy. First of all, you see from there that you're allowed to cut your nails during Cholamoy, otherwise what right did he have to bite his nails? Furthermore, it's clear that fingernails are not considered to be disgusting, so that somebody is over on Bal Tishakatsu for biting them. And you see that you're allowed to throw your nails on the floor. Yes, what? Doesn't it say, Tanya, Shlosha Dvarim Nemru B'Tziponayim? There's three madrigas when it comes to Tziponayim. Hakovran Tzadik, somebody who buries them is a tzadik. Sorfan Chasid, the one who burns them is even better. That way they can't damage anybody. Zorkan, but to throw them stomp down is a Rasha. Time of my, why is he a Rasha? Shema Tavor Aleyem Yishavu Baravatap. Says the Gemara, what's the whole problem? The whole problem is that maybe a pregnant woman will step over them and end up miscarrying. Says the Nebuke Yosef, she'll get so disgusted. Women are very sensitive, so during pregnancy, even the smell of a steak can cause a miscarriage sometimes, in either direction. So certainly something like this, she'll step over some fingernails, she'll be, no, the other saints. He brings himself, but there are segula. I mean, Lemaisa, the Kabbalistic elements that are involved in the Tziponayim has to do with the Chet of Adam Rishon, that originally, the Kotnot, or Vayal Bishem, that is originally the bodies of Adam and Chava before the Chet were coated with a crystalline substance like the way oysters will make. And they were coated in pearls, basically, which was a keratin substance like fingernails. After the Chet, that was lost, that was gone for the Tzara Ibur. And all of the inyonim of the pain and reproduction, all the problems, need I see this and so on. And therefore, this is merames, and she steps over fingernails, the Chet of that was caused by Chava, and therefore it's goring problems with the Ibur. But in any event, however one understands the issue, since the whole problem is that maybe a pregnant woman will step over them, Isha Beimid Rasha Lo Shechicha. That's not usual to find a pregnant woman walking along the base of Medrash. You know, there's a there was a whole movement 150 years ago to say chapi verter based on halacha. But I mean, I'm sure you've seen these kind of things. They read in, you know, they say some horrible things sometimes. But one of the pshatim is that it says that Rivka says, so lama zanochi, but why am I going through this ibur? So vater lishol es elokim. She went to the base on Medrash, but she figured she'd walk over some fingers. Yeah. I'm sorry? No, not really. It just looks like that because it's receding. But he dema, and if you'll ask Zimnin, the michne shelohu v'shadilu abroi, aren't they going to sweep out the floor sometimes and throw it just outside the door? Kivan dishtanishtani. Once it leaves the place where it was cut, so then already it's not a problem. Which they ask, I don't know, so what does that have to do? Omer v'yud omer rab. Zug ba mechapta lifnei Rebbe. It was two chavrusas that came to Rebbe, to Rav, and they came from Chamta to ask a shailah. To Rebbe and Marzutra Masi Zugba Mechamtan directly without the Omer Rav at Zugba Mechamtan Lifnei Rebbe. Ubikshu Mimenu Tzipornayim. They asked him, what's the halacha? Is it mutter to cut Tzipornayim? V'itir lehem. And he said that it was okay, and they didn't ask, but I'm telling you, I could see that he was ready to be matir. In Bikshu Mimenu Safa Hitir lehem. He would have been matir them also to trim their mustache, and that also would not have been a problem, because it's ma'akev yachila, and it's moz, have hair hanging down in front of your mouth. Shmuel Omer, av bikshu mimenu safa. Shmuel says something that they did. V'itir lehem, and actually he was matir. Rashi over here has a interesting, he throws in, the ein ben mishum bal tashchit pa'at zikanecha. Whether he's learning that was good for the question that they would wanted to ask him, nothing to do with sugi, which is hard to believe. Or just agav, he's asking you, and you may ask, I mean, isn't it usher to shave? But why would I have thought that he's not talking about misvarayim? That's strange, Rashi. In any event, he was mad to them. What's the shema vital safra mishbei the rav? Safa is extends mizavit lezavit from one end of the mouth to the other. The entire area is considered to be ma'akev the achila, and you can cut it. Omre b'amiu b'safa ma'akev it. We're talking about the safa that gets in the way if you're eating comfortably. Omre b'nachum bar yitzchak l'didi. Me, I'm a very, very fastidious kind of person. I can't stand getting soup in my mustache. And the whole thing is kasafa ma'akevet damili. I can trim my mustache as much as I want because it bothers me. You know that Paro guy Bimei Moshe? Well, if you're learning this anytime near Pesach, you want to prepare yourself in Yonim of Paro. So you should know that Paro was a real weirdo. First of all, he was a midget. He was only an Amahai. And this midget, he had a beard that was as big as the rest of it. It was also an Amahai. Uparmashtako, this is not a very nice word, but it's basically trying to say Paro was a prick. Uparmashtako, which is what it means. Uparmashtako, Ama, Vizeret. So the biggest part of him was actually his phallus. You might understand what he was. The Kayem Mashinemar, Ushval Anashim Yakimale. So the lowest type of people, those are the, unfortunately, those are the people that are Aymed on Klal Yisrael, which is a pachat. But Mamish, that was the vision of Daniel. It's always the lowest people that you think were complete and total washouts, idiots. I mean, a guy Rachmana Litzlan like Hitler, everybody laughed off. A madman. Anybody who looked at him, what could possibly come to such a person? You take a look at Paro, what could have come to such a guy?
It has to do with Omar.
I was thinking the same thing.
So. Robert, what are the other sources for this description of Omar?
No. No, it's a way that the Gemara is bringing out the
individual.
That's the pshat. Yeah, it's a remez. It doesn't mean literally. It means this is the way you should envision the guy. We're talking about what is a shvala nashim. He's a little person in every way. The only thing he thinks about is parmashtako. He's a nothing. You know, this was Mitzrayim, shot of biznus. You know, this is a person that stood up against Moshe, and we had to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's the way it is. Take a look at the fools that are running around voting us the most hated country in the world across it. And it's beyond belief. The pshat. They're all parmashtakos, basically. Yeah. V'yomer Avital Safra Mishmeid Rav Paro Shayabi Mei Moshe was also in his mind. He was an Amgushi. There's a machlokas in Masechet Shabbos. What exactly Amgushi could mean? A type of Machashev or a type of Oved Avodah Zorah. And it says in the Pasuki, Neyotzei Amayma. He's always going out to the water. What is he going out to the water for? So either because they would use water for the Magi, they'd use water. They're doing their stuff. Or the Avodah Zorah that says in the Pasuk. That when he viewed the Nile as representing himself, he was the Nile embodied, the Nile god. So there was Li Yori Ani Asitini, as the Pasuk says. And that's what it was referring to. Ve'ilu mechapsin b'moed. Getting back to the Mishnah, so we have a list of people who do keep his b'moed. Abomi b'dinat ha'yam, and so on. As we discussed before, Amar v'asem of Yochanan. Mi she'enu ela chaluk echad, mutar l'chapso b'chol ha'shomoed. Someone who only has one article, one clothing that he uses as above his body. Anyway, things that are actually on the skin itself, you're allowed to. That's like a svag, the things that absorb sweat under garments. Anyway, you can clean this. Like you can do all of the things that constantly get dirty. But chaluk echad, we said earlier that this is because ezoro mochiach alav, and it's clear to people will see that it's the only thing that he has. He's allowed to wash b'chol ha'shemot. Moshe Rabbi Yirmiyah elu mechatsi memoed abam medinat hayam. So yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah, why does it say in the Mishnah then that the people that can wash? It has these wild cases. I mean, isn't the first thing to say somebody only has one article of clothing? Why are you bringing in these events? Somebody who comes from an ocean voyage, or he's in jail, or has been a captive. It doesn't mention the most obvious thing, according to you, which would be somebody who has no choice. He has only one chaluk. Now, this is very interesting, because as Tosis points out, you could simply have answered, the Mishnah was addressing people who had not done kibbutz l'fayamoi. Isn't that the obvious point? The whole issue was we're making it the gezeira not to do it because of the fact that we're afraid maybe you'll be nichlas l'moed kishu menuval. So the case over here is the guy, obviously he had done it anyway, and nonetheless he needs to rewash, which is not usually true of everybody else. But all the cases that we're talking about is somebody who couldn't wash b'fayamoi. So we're saying what conditions of not washing b'fayamoi are acceptable to us? Habami b'dinat hayam, and so on and so forth. But it's two completely different topics that we're talking about. From which Tosis concludes, Mashma from here, that even if he hadn't washed before Amoid, and that he was Pasha, that nonetheless we're going to allow him to wash. Amazing. Because otherwise the whole sugi doesn't make any sense. Okay, so over here, there's one Tzatkede Kach, Tzarek Lemoid. So we didn't apply to that case whether or not it was Bepshir or not. We didn't didn't apply to that case the normal standards, in which case we should have mentioned it, that it's not in, that it too is included in the special case. Omale Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Did. For sure then, because then he wasn't Porsha. Got a stain and needs washing again there for sure. Saying even if he was washing. Says Rav Yaakov to Rav Yirmiyah, Asbar Lecha, Masnis, and our mission is saying, he's talking about it, the normal case, that Afagav the Itle Trey Umit, the mission is trying to tell you, somebody who's got plenty of clothing, and nonetheless we're going to be Matir. When would that be? We're over there, the Pasha is Ma'akev, that would be in the case where he was Bami B'data Yamitza. Shalach Rav Yitzhu Bayah, here it says that linen, literal linen, it's made out of linen. So since the clay pishtan are easy to wash, they're also easy to get dirty. They're very white, and they also drop their dirt easily. So there wasn't an isser on clay pishtan. Masiv Rava, how can you say that? The Mishnah lists exceptions. Mitbachot hayadayim, mitbachot hasaparim. So where you have now towels that are used as hand towels, which are constantly getting dirty, or towels that are used in front of the barber, or the other girsa was hasifarim, the piece of cloth that you use to wrap the Sefer Torah, like in the Sephardic Sefer Torah, you have to hold it when you twist the parchment, not to touch the Sefer Torah directly. So those things are mutter to wash. According to you, you could wash anything. You could say, could have said klei pishtan. Omalei abaye, no, the Mishnah is saying as a rule, afilu deshar mine, no matter what the material is, no matter what the difficulty in washing, you can wash if you're talking about a hand towel. What he's saying is, there's a special case of big de pishtan that are not considered to be a tircha, and that you're allowed to wash out. Omar ba'adayan lididi chazi liyama shal tveri, I can only tell you that I was on a tiyul in Tveria, during Chol HaMoed, and all I could see, Mafkila Meshichli, the Manikita, Bechula de Mod, I saw all the women pulling out whole bucketfuls of clothing that were linen. They had all done their washing Chol HaMoed after they took all their tablecloths, everything, put it into the Yama Kinneret. And if you don't eat Gebrochs, you better not drink the tap water. Maskifla Abaye is a Abaye where you bring a riot from what people do. That's like the people that eat in the restaurant because everybody eats there. Man Who's to say it was kosher? Maybe it wasn't kosher. The fact that people do it doesn't really prove very much. The more people do it, the more likely they are not to check whether it's mutter. So here too. So we talked about now what type of things allow one to be migaleach, what allows one to go ahead and do kivus, what type of ktiva is mutar during Chol HaMoed? Well, kiddushei nashim, which is hareyat mekudeshetli, which one can do with a shtar, and then that creates the kiddushin. There is also gitin, shovrin, where you have to write a receipt for a loan that was repaid, daiteke, which is generally came to mean a will, but was initially meant to be the writing down of the words of someone on his deathbed, which is his words are considered to be fully binding, are considered to be tuvim and mesurim. To make a record of them, we would write a daiteke, which was taken from the Greek, but which was Hebraized to mean da tehe kai vikaya. This daiteke, this is, because he said it, this is the way that it must be. So it's last will and testament in cases where it's binding. A shtar of a matana, pruzbo, in order to avoid loss of a loan during a Shemitah. Igrot shum, where the bezdin has to evaluate how much something is worth in order to give it to, let's say, in the splitting up a property or somebody who was owed money. Igrot mazon, cases where we had to define how much a person was willing to feed the child support, basically what we call a modern terminology, or somebody whose wife needed support, and this was how much she had agreed in Bezdin to pay. Shtare chalitza, a shtar to prove that a woman was allowed to remarry after having fallen to yibum. Shtar of miyun, to prove that a katana who had been mima'enet bibala Rab was free to remarry. Shtare Berurin, where you have a number of heirs that come to split a property, so the Beis Din defines which piece, or you have partners that come to split a business or jointly owned property. So Beis Din is Mavarer in the Chalukah, who gets what? Gizerot Beit Din and the Igrot Shel Rashut. The Igrot Shel Rashut has two meanings. One is Rashut, which is authority, port authority, Rashut HaNemelim. So that's Igrot Shel Rashut, that's government decrees. But the other meaning, which is very Nogea LaHalacha, is letters that you just feel like writing, Rashut. In other words, to write Igrot Shalom, just to stay in touch with friends and so on, which is being matir here, if we understand that to be the meaning. Omar Shmuel, Mutar La'aretz Isha B'cholosha Moed, Shema Yekadmenu Acher. One is allowed to, remember, Erisin is not what we call Erisin. Erisin means to Kiddushin, to actually be Mekadesh and Isha. So one is allowed to be Ma'aretz during Cholosha Moed, because if you don't get her first, somebody may get there before you. That's the greatest dover ever. Of course, this now strikes at the heart of Bashert. Mr. Gemara is going to ask, what happened to Bashert? No, we'll see, but the time we're getting. Lema misayale, is there not a direct proof from the Mishnah that says, Eilu kotvim b'moed kedushei nashim? L'chora kedushei nashim is a shtar erison. If it's a shtar erison, and I can write it during Kolomoyed, then obviously I'm allowed to not engage, ma'aris, a woman during Kolomoyed. Says the Gemara, no. It's not shtari kedushin mamash, it's shtari psikta. And that's the first place that we see the lashon of a tnoi. Rav Gidol Amarav. Rav Gidol Amarav, kama tanotein levinchas. Okay, how much is he bringing into this deal? Your son. Kach v'kach. All right, and what about you? Kama tanotein lebitcha. Kach v'kach. If after making those statements, amdu v'kichu, they went ahead and were mekadesh v'isha, Konu, that statement was a kinyan, even though they didn't make a kinyan. Hinein advarim haniknim be'amira, because under the pressure and commitment of the moment, we assume that somebody makes a statement like that and is interested in marriage and so on for his child, really means it. Oh, what a mistake. So, you're kena, even though it wasn't written down. So to write down those tna'im, and here's the first Rashi brings the word tna'e, the shikotev tna'i zeh b'shtar. So the shtar of these tna'im is called the tna'im. So what we do when we never get to the erison is we make a kinyan, obviously, because otherwise it wasn't kinyan advarim haniknim be'amira. But as everybody knows, the real kinyan is only the breaking of a plate. Although that's not Barabbas and Grumas anywhere in the Gemara, but we've come up with a new type of kinyan. In any event, this is the basis of the whole tznoi. Lema misayele. Okay, so then let's see if we can bring a raya to Shmuel from somewhere else. Ein nosim nashim ben b'moed, lo betulod v'lo amanot. One is not allowed, we saw earlier, to marry in the moed because, either because of Eimarvim Simcha b'Simcha, or because he's going to be Torud. And as the Gemara went through three times, lo betulod v'lo amanot, v'lo miyabmin, mipnei shesimcha yilo. Nor can you do Yibum, because taking a woman is a Simcha. Mashma, that the only problem is Nisuin. Nisuin, la'areis, would be mutter. Otherwise, you could have said also, lo marasin, v'lo nosim. Says Gemara, no. It's on the contrary. It's lo mi boi ka'amar. He's saying not only, in other words, lo mi boi la'areis. So what's a big deal in Erisin? Anyway, you're not going to be osik in piri of Arivya. The lo ka'ovid mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah involved, because they wrote letters to Rav Avram ben Arambam about the Rambam shita that one of the Targum mitzvahs is like Achat Isha, the Kiddushin specifically. So why is it not a mitzvah? And he wrote back. Obviously, the point is, we don't, it's not the Siyama mitzvah. It's all part of a process in which one first does this and then comes ultimately to Nisuin and to Piri Arivya. So this is the same way we don't make a bracha because of that on the, why don't we make a bracha gufa on the on Kiddush Yisha? We make on the Dafka as we're standing there by the chuppah. So okay, that's not a kasha on the Rambam. But in any event, so you might have thought that to do a mitzvah, even though it's a simcha, we should do. So not only that, so not only boykom, lo kovid mitzvah, why should I be ma'akev the bayin? And I feel Lisa Nami, where I would think that over there the kovid mitzvah, so for sure I should do it now and not put it off till after Yontav. Oh, sir.
Ariat Mikodeshet, like Mikodesh.
No, Nisuin is Chuppah. Now, race is to say Hareat Mikodeshetli and give her a ring. Shtarei Noshim? So we said, maybe that's what it means, but it might also mean just the Tanoim. You can't bring 100% a riot to Shmuel. What? Shmuel is saying you're allowed to do both, except we tried to bring a riot from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shtarei Noshim, Mashman, even to give her a Shtarei at Mekadeshetli with a Shtar. Says the Gemara Lav Davka. Maybe it means, doesn't mean that's what it means, but it could mean a Tanoim. Lamaisa, it's Mutter. We pask it like Shmuel, and therefore it doesn't mean a Tanoim. It means what we thought. It means Kedushay Noshim Mamish. Okay, so we have now no riot to Shmuel, but Lamaisa, this is what Shmuel says. No? Well, we do a vort because when someone gives his word, that's why it's called a vort. You're giving your word, right? That's what it is. You said so. That's what. So we call that a vort, but we don't write it because people are worried about knowing that nobody ever keeps their word. They're worried about writing it down. Toshma. The Tana Devei Shmuel, Marsin Avalokonsin, one is allowed, and this was a brighter that they brought, one is allowed to do the Erosin, but not the Nisuin. Ve'inosin Su'udat Erosin. You do not make a meal, because if you make a meal, then you're getting involved in the Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you can go do it, but you can't make a meal out of it. Mipnesha Simcha Hilo. Shma Mitna. Ask the Gemara, but how could we say that Shmuel is worried that maybe somebody else will get the woman that is meant to you? I thought Shmuel was good for the one who says this whole Bashert business. He was the source of it. Because doesn't it say, Omer of Yiram Shmuel, Becho yom v'yom bat ko yotzeit v'yomeret, bat ploni leploni, sode ploni leploni, so that everything is basically defined up in the Shamayim, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. If she's meant for you, she's meant for you. You should go on a vacation to the Caribbean. She'll follow you there if she's meant for you. Why bother going out on dates? So, answers the Gemara, because somebody wrote this in the Rambam. He says, how can you say human beings are empowered to do whatever they're supposed to do? You know, the whole, doesn't it say, Bas Ploni Leploni? First he gives a whole Akadama. He says, I just want to tell you a general rule. Somebody who finds a particular minor that's written in the Gemara, or some medrash somewhere, or some goan said something, and he wants to use that mimer, and I don't care, he says, if it's a navi, he wants to use that mimer to bimbakhish what is so evident from all of the yonim of the Torah, from reality, is a total idiot. So what you either try to make sense of it, or say, I don't know, it's not my business, I know, is if somebody reads in the Torah a beferisher pasuk that says that you can't have a guy mia isha sher eres isha v'lo lekacha. He's potter from the war. Why? Because he would die. That would be terrible. What kind of crazy thing is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said she's his bashert. How could he die? V'isha sher ikachena. It's impossible. It's a pasuk. We got to worry about Shmuel. You're worried about Shmuel. Either you do understand, you don't understand. But don't let it worry your little head. It's a beautiful mind. Then he goes. He's masbred. Obviously, this only means, you know, generality, and one of the growth of Rambam. I can find you the exact Igeret.
I want to look it up.
You want to look it up? Okay, I'll
get it. It's difficult to understand the whole inner problem over here, because a vessel is obviously talking to human beings who have time-related things happening in their life. Everything is time-related. A vessel comes out and says, such and such will happen. So it's not going to happen 5 years from now. It's now. It's in other words...
Okay, but Lamaisa, right now, somebody else will get her. Shmuel is worried. After Yon... It's right now. It's during Yontif. I got 5 days Chol HaMoed. You're telling me I can go ahead and I should be Makadisher, because maybe by the time Mitzvah Yontif comes along, somebody will be at her doorstep before.
Maybe he told you for the guy who heard the Basco, right?
Anyway.
No. For 2 weeks after
that, the Basco is no longer house, right? It's defining who's Roy? Okay, but the Gemara doesn't view it that way. The Gemara sees that the Basco is being definitive. So what does it mean? Answers the Gemara, Shemi Yikad Meno Acher Barachamim. Maybe someone else will daven. Some learn the scripture type. Someone else will daven his way into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's graces and change the Gezerah. But Lamaisa, that they have a hard time learning the next piece. Because Kihad the Rava overheard the Shamel, who gave the boy Rachame. Here's a guy davening, and he says, oh God, you gotta give it her to me, give her to me, I need her. This Damin Le Palmita. So Rava said to him, Loti boy Rachame, okay, that's not a good tvila. Because I'll tell you, if she's meant for you, you won't lose her. tefillah, and if she isn't meant for you, all the tefillot in the world are not going to help, and you'll end up doubting God, because you say, look, he doesn't answer my tefillah, the one thing I wanted in my life, and he didn't give it to me. So kafarta b'Hashem. So afterwards, he hears the guy davening. Well, if that's the case, a classic Romeo and Juliet over here, cases, if that's the case, so then I'll tell you, either I should die before I see it. I don't want it. I can't stand to see her. Or the guy should die before, or she should drop dead.
True love. Huh?
True love. You know, so, I mean, in any event, that type of thing is not exactly what you want people to be davening for, right? So, Amar Lei, so he tells Rav, I told you not to daven about this thing. According to this pshat, it's not really changeable, but the gezera could be that somebody will be mispalel, that you should die so that she should be freed up. And that, I mean, so that's the idea. Well, it might end up causing all kinds of the shemei yikadmenu like this, that it'll be the type of marriage in which he'll say, all right, well, if the guy gets her, he should drop dead, so then she should be free, and so on. So before somebody gets to that state, go and take her. It doesn't mean that you'd actually lose her. The simple meaning would be that they could be, someone will be bespowel, and we'll talk a change. Of course. That's, that's true. That's
also not very
passive about it. He doesn't make it. Yeah, for sure. So I'm alay lava, mina lacha. I told you not to pray for this. We have psukim in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim to indicate that God gives a woman to a man. In Minat Torah, it says, Vayan Lavan Uptuel Vayomru, Mi'Hashem Yatzah Davar. That means that they accepted that God was behind this whole thing. It's unbelievable. What Ashtocha. Here the girl comes, the minute you said it. Okay, but we take that to mean in general, Mi'Hashem Yatzah Davar. It certainly seems a little out of context. Minat Nevi'im, because it says by Shimshon, Vavivim Alo Yaduki Mi'Hashemi. In fact, they were upset at who he was hanging around with these Plishtim girls and so on, but they didn't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it all planned out. Minaktuvim dechtiv bayit vahon nachalat avot, but mi Hashem isham masak emet. The Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Ruvi ben it's Rabbi Levi Amar Lava Matanita Tana. Some say it's actually a bride. Tana Amar Rabbi Ruvi ben it's Rabbi Levi. Ein adam nechshad bedavar ele in kein asau. A person is not choshed unless he did it. If he didn't do all of it, he did some of it. If he didn't do anything, at least thought about it. Then at least he saw other people doing at it, and he was happy about it. Must say, Rabbi Yaakov, that's a very interesting thing, says Rabbi Yaakov. It's what people say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Must say that it's true. So you could say that about God. It says, they say terrible things about the Lord. I mean, what's saying that also? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to do things that were wrong, but he didn't. So what is that supposed to mean? No, hatam lahaki zudavut. There they just did it because they were trying to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. You know, or lahakis, their general approach is lahakis, and therefore they can come to say anything. And how about toshma? Vaykanu l'Moshe b'machane, the Aharon kedosh Hashem. And vaykanu l'Moshe and Aharon, is that a nice thing? It means literally, malami shekol achad v'achad, kina l'ishtam l'Moshe. Everybody warned his wife, don't get near that guy. He's a pervert. Stay away from him. It's about Moshe. And Aaron are the Kedoshim of Hashem. So what are you going to say that Moshe saw somebody? What are you saying? No, Hashem Mishum Sino the other. They hated him so much that they were willing to believe anything about it. Toshva, Am Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalkim Mishe Choshtimot Abdavar Ve'enbo. What about this? Rabbi Yossi said, Halavai, I should be among people that are suspected, and it's not in them. And Rav Papa said, for me, I was zeichet to this. L'didi chashtum v'lo havi. V'lo havi bi. Actually, I had this happen to me. Look, kasha, it's also not a problem. Ha bekala de pasik, ha bekala de lo pasik. It depends whether, Richie, it depends whether this chashad is posek, or what you thought was it just like a one-time thing, or is it it's something that goes on and on. What is considered to be a kala de lo pasik at kama? Omra abaya, my mommy told me, omra li aim, do me the mata. There's an Indian bechlal to define what the gabe marriage and so on, what is considered to be an isha was yatzalah kol and so on. So do me the mata yuma upalga. A day and a half of discussion is enough for one rumor to be bandied about. Afterwards, they find somebody else to talk about. So, but once it's already that long, then already there must be some truth to it. Otherwise, why didn't they find something else? Rahani mili the lo pasuk beni beni. It's only if it didn't stop in between. Abu pasuk beni beni let lamba. The pasuk beni beni lo amid the lo pasuk machmad yira. But if indeed the call stopped in the middle, but that's because they sent out the secret police to hear who was talking about a great leader. So then that doesn't mean anything. And even pasuk machmad yira lo amid lo hadanovat lo. It ends up now breaking out again after it was pasak, so that's considered to be that it's still around. And hadanovat lo v'lo amran. Furthermore, we don't say that the qualities of a kol de lo pasak is defined by this time and so on. Ella de let le oivim avol iit le oivim. If a person has enemies, then bechlala doesn't mean anything because then it's oivim udafku lekala. Then we assume that of course there's always people that are fanning these rumors. Has nothing to do with a general awareness that this is the case. So therefore it doesn't, it's not called Dumi the Mata at all. Dumi the Mata means the people that know what's going on behind the scenes, so they keep talking about it. If somebody is Bedavka talking about it, doesn't prove it.
It's in the newspaper.
Turn it up on it. Kishim shamru asur l'galev b'moed, kach asur l'tol tziponayim b'moed. Divir of Yudah. Rabbi Yossi matir. Kishim shamru avel asur l'galev b'meyev lo, kach asur l'tol tziponayim b'meyev lo. Divir of Yudah. Rabbi Yossi matir here too. Omra, will I look Rabbi Yudah b'avel, because why does he need to be beautiful? I look Rabbi Yossi b'moed. That's part of the dinim of Kishim b'moed. Sorechim b'moed. Shmuel amra look Rabbi Yossi b'moed u'b'avel. Why? Yomra shmuel, I look divrei ha'meikel b'avel. Pinchas, a hood of Mashmuel, Israel Milta, Oshmuel, Michel, Time and Mech, as in a little two for David Fisher. Omale, a Milo Shakalta, Lohu, Omale, what do you think? And even they have him, is as Alta Bekulei, Avikishkagar, Shiots, Minifnea Shalit, Vitra Milta Bishmuel, O Pinchas, a hood of Michel, Time and Mine, Shaklina, the two for Haftina, Api, Omale, what? Let a Habrit Kurtalis Vatayim. She never said those words. The Omer Yochanan. Minayin shebrit kurtalas vatayim. Shinema vayomer Avraham al ne'arav shavulachem poim achamor, v'ani v'anar nelcha atkov nishtachavev v'nashuv alechem, v'istayam nilta do'odot tarvayim. Sober minay, that this heter is only the yad, but the regal is not so noticeable. Omer avana v'taklifa, l'didim mefarshile minay tishmol losh v'diyad, v'losh no the regal. Omer avchia barashi amarav, v'beginustra, during Shiva, it would be Osir. If Philo Aliba Rabbi Yossi is going to come out. Om Reb Shama Barava Avakeinna Kamin Rabbi Yochanan Be Midrash Bechol Shemoed V'Shaklina Letufre B'Shine V'Zarkinu Shema Min Atlat. First of all, Shema Min Amotuli Totsi Panam Bechol Shemoed Shema Min Aim Be Mishum Miyus, because he put in his mouth. V'Shema Min Amutar Lezorkan Eini V'Atani Shloshet Vorem Nemer B'Tzi Panayim Akovan Tzadik Sorfan Chassid Zorkan Rasha. Yeah, but time am I. Shema ta'avor aleyem isha uvara v'tapil. Isha be'med rasha lo shechicha. V'chi teima zimne d'michl shilu v'sharilu avroi kivan de'ishtene, ishtene. Om Rebbe Yonam Rab. Zug ba mechamtan v'tnei Rebbe, or Marzutra has it this way, Zug ba mechamtan v'tnei Rebbe without saying Om Rebbe Yonam Rab. Who bikshu mimeno tzipor na'im v'tir lehem. And I can tell you that in bikshu mimeno safa, he would have mattered also. V'shmuel Omar, in no they did bikshu mimeno safa v'tir lehem. Omar avito safra mishmei derab. Safa mizavit lezavit. Omer Avami, that's only b'safa me'akevet, it makes it uncomfortable to eat. Omer Nachba Yitzchak, well, anything l'didi is k'safa me'akevet damini. Omer Avito Safra Mishmei derab paro, shaya b'mei Moshe, hu ama zikono ama o par mashtako ama v'zeret. L'kai imaginem al shval anashim yakvim ala. Ale. Omer Avito Safra Mishmei derab paro, shaya b'mei Moshe, am gushi haya. Shinemar inei yotzei amayimah.
ואילו מחפשים במועד הבא ממנת הים, אומר ועשי אומר ביוחד, מי שאין לו אלא חלוק אחד, מותר לחפשו בכל השם מועד. מה זה רבי ירמי? אילו מחפשים במועד הבא ממנת הים, אני, מי שאין לו אלא חלוק אחד, לא. אומר רבי יקדור ביומי, אסבר לך, מה זה נסיין, that אף אגב יית לקשרי, and it's written in the faith, the cases that are mutter are the following. שלח לו יוסף ויעקב בר גיור משמד רבי יוחנן. כלי פשטן in general מותר לחפשה בכל השמועים. מוסיב רובה, it says in the mission, מטפחות הידיים, מטפחות הספרים, and so on. הני אין, כלי פשטן לא. אומר לי הבאי, the mission is saying the type of thing, whatever it's made out of. אפילו דשאר מיני, he's saying the material, the mission wasn't talking about that. אומר בר עדיה, ודידי חזי לימה של טבריה, דבקה לבישיך לדבני קיטנה בכל הדמועדה, and everybody held it was mutter. Maskal Abayanya, and who's to say that somebody passed in this mutter? Man lemelon de bratzon kachomim avdek. Delvishalo bratzon kachomim avdek. Ve'ilu kotvim b'moed, kedushin nashim v'gitim v'shovrim, daitekeim, matana, pruzvalin, igrot shurim, igrot mazon, shtarei chalitzal miyonim, shtarei beirurin, zeirot beidin, v'igrot shurashut. Omar shmu, mutar lares ishar b'chol ha'shomoyim, שבה יקדמנו אחר, ואם הוא מסייע לי, ואילו כותבים במועד, קידושי נושים, מי לב שטרי קידושי ממש, in which case it's clearly לצורך המועד, לא, it's שטרי פסיקת. גרב גידול המרב, גם רב גידול המרב, כמה אתה נותן למנך? כך וכך. כמה אתה נותן לביתך? כך וכך. עמדו בקיצור קודנו, and אין הדברים הנתפים באמירה. למה מסייע לי, אין נושאים נשים במועד, לא בתולות ולא אלמנות ולא מימים, מפני ששמחה היא לא. הלא ארץ, שורי, לא מבואי כמה. לא מבואי לארץ, we're over there, the law covering mitzvah, so for sure, why do it now? אלא אפילו ניסנמי, the covering mitzvah is also because אין מערבים זמחה בשמחה. תשמע, דתני דבי שמואל, מרסים אבל לא קונסים, ואין עושים סעודת הרסים, to avoid the problem of שמחה בשמחה, ולא מייבנים מדי ששמחי לו. שמע מינון. ומי אומר שמו שמי קדמנו אחר? ויום רבי יום השבוע בכל יום ויום בת כה יוצאת ואומרת, בת פלוני לפלוני, סודה פלוני לפלוני. נו, אני עם שמי קדמנו אחר ברחמי. כי עוד הרוב השם הלוגה ודבוי רחמי ואומר, תזדמן לי פלניתה. אמר לי, אז לא תבוי רחמי, אחי, חזי לך לא עזר מנך. ולא, כפרת באשר, בת הרחי שמי וכמה, Oh, you lemut mikama, oh, ee, tamut mikame. If the guy's dominant, she should drop dead before he gets it. You better take your fist. Oh, my lay, lapa minalecha loti boila, lodomilsa. Och, yamarami, shumri bibufin, ben estrobili. This is out of your hands. Minatorah, minanavim, minaktovim, mi Hashem, ishala ish. Minatorah, vichtiv, vayan, lavan, uptuel, vayomru, mi Hashem, yatsadava. Minanavim, dichtiv, ויביא ואימו לא ידעו כי מי השם הוא. מן הכתובים דכתיב, בית והון, נחלת אבות, ומי השם אישה מסכלת. ויאמר רב משום רבי רובין בן אצטרובילי, ואמר מציש הטענה, אומר רבי רובין בן אצטרובילי, אין אדם נחשב בדבר אלא אם כן עשהו, ואם לא עשה כולו עשה מקצתו, ואם לא עשה מקצתו יער בליבו לעשותו, ואם לא יער בליבו לעשותו, ראה אחרים שעשה ושמח, מטיב רבי יעקב, ויחפו בני ישראל דברים אשר לא כן על השם אלוקים. This is, by the way, the famous, I forgot to mention it, famous Baal Shem Tov, right, that which he brings from Nozir, Seita Nozir, says that somebody was Raya Seita Bikakuva, Yazir Atzma Minayayin. So the fact that it came to your attention already means you have to be marked on it. Here he's saying he saw somebody do it. That's also enough.
That you're part of it.
What's that?
That you're part of it.
That you have connection to it. Most of Yaakov, when he saw the Varmash looking at Hashem Elokeim, what do you say? HaKadosh Baruch was nechshad bedover, so therefore there was a smoke, this fire. Hosan lahachis of the other. Toshma vayikanu l'moshe v'machaneh li'aharon kedosh Hashem v'shvur bar yitzchah v'lam shkalechot kinei l'yishto v'moshe hosan mishum sin'ah מישים שינאו דעה בתושמה. אומר רבי יוסף יאיכל כי אם מי שחושדים אותו בדבר ואין בו ואומר רב פופל לדידי חשתם ולא אהבי בי לא קשה וכל עד הפסיק וכל עד לא פסיק כל עד לא פסיק עד כמה